why did you specifically choose this song, You Can't Buy Me, for your Song of the Soul? How does this fit into your spiritual journey?
I think that a big part of my sense of what it means to be a spiritual person in this day and age is to be engaged with integrity in a culture that really wants to strip that away, a culture that at so many levels wants us to be thoughtless consumers, a culture, a political culture, that tells us that if we are questioning or speaking out against the status quo, that we are somehow very suspect, in a culture that defines patriotism as a kind of unquestioned flag-waving. So I feel like it's essential to the religious and spiritual life of people today to define themselves over against that commercial, militaristic culture. This is a song about several people who had the integrity and the courage to stand out in solitary witness against the dominant culture and the, I guess I could only say, the evils of our culture, you know, what Martin Luther King called materialism, racism, militarism as being the three key vices in our society, and I wouldn't question that today. And so here's a song of people who saw through that culture and challenged it and lived a life of courage to give us a better vision of what we could have.
A. Philip Randolph, born in 1889, just 23 years after Congress finally freed the slaves, he organized the Brotherhood of Sleeping Car Porters, back when organizing unions was a fast track to the grave. Old man Pullman tried to bribe him with a blank check and a letter, said, "It's good to seven figures soon as you and I agree." Randolph sent a check back with a note that stated simply, "You could buy my parents, but you can't buy me. You can't buy me, no, you can't buy me. You may own the government, make the laws and pick the president, but the last word in the argument is you can't buy me.